Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 10th of August 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So it's not looking good for the Samsung Galaxy Tab. It would seem that their court battle with Apple has spread to Europe, and Apple's claim about Samsung copying the iPad and infringing on their copyrights has been taken seriously by a German court. They've blocked the sale of the Samsung Galaxy Tab, and the ramifications are they're saying it can be across Europe. I'm not sure they've got the power to do that, but either way, they've been saying that they've got to take it down off the shelves and it's got to go away until there's further proof that it's not. It's only a temporary suspension. But if it's upheld, it could be a permanent one. Bad luck, Galaxy Tab. Spotify, that well-known music service that all Europeans have been loving for a long time, has gone to America. We all knew that. But already they have 175,000 paid-up American customers. That's a total of $1.1 billion, which means that they're an instant success, I would suggest. If you can sell $1 billion in under 4 weeks, you know you're onto a decent thing there, don't you? Now, the Symbian OS is definitely being killed off, it would seem, and the Nokia N9 is not coming to America either. You've been looking at it thinking you're going to get this fabulous little touch interface that looks an awful lot like an iPhone as well, it's got to be said, but it's not coming to you, I'm afraid, the States. After a basic conversation with them, Engadget found out that it's not coming to the US at the moment. It doesn't seem that there's a date planned for when it will come, so you may not get it at all. What you are getting is the Acer Aspire 3951. It's a MacBook Air-like looking computer running Windows 7. And it looks remarkably like the MacBook Air. In fact, it looks so remarkably like the MacBook Air, I can see a lawsuit coming on. There's a single trackpad on the bottom with no buttons on it, and there's no price on it. But it should be an awful lot cheaper. It's going to come with 160GB SSD as well. No Thunderbolt port, though, I don't think. Now, everyone's setting up for September when they believe that Apple is going to release iOS 5 and an iPhone 5. Google is trying their hardest not to be outdone by that. It seems that they're rushing out Ice Cream Sandwich 4, which means that Android 4 will hit in September, October, sometime perhaps. It's been less than a year since the upgrade to Gingerbread, so they really are pushing it forward and trying to get this to happen. Whether it'll be any good or not when they're rushing, there's a thought. Apple has become the world's most valuable company. Its market cap, apparently, and they blipped over in front of Exxon's cap a little bit yesterday, but then Exxon's cap went up. So it only happened for a short time. But well done to all the people down at Apple. And of course, everyone knows that their share value isn't real money, and it's not really what they're worth as a corporation. I'm sure ExxonMobil have got a lot more assets than they have. Apple is also sending out rather good emails. If they're getting a purchase from an iOS device that's not previously been used with an App Store account, they're sending you out an email to confirm your purchase, which means that if it's fraudulent, you can respond far quicker. Huzzah, well done, Apple. And also, the BoxyBox application is out there for the iPad. How it actually works and what you're going to need to do, I've no idea because I haven't got a BoxyBox, but I promise I'll try and find out in time for the Mac Show on Friday. Now, do you like watches that are really different and unique? Well, this is the one you want. It's an 8.5mm thick watch, which is very, very thick, it has to be said. Be careful. But what it is a 3D unlimited spinning watch. It's got cube faces on it, and the cube spins around, and it tells you the time. There's a 3, a 4, and a 21. I have no idea how to tell the time on this watch, but it does look rather nice. And Six Axis has brought out a fantastic controller app for the Android platform. If you've got an Android tab or phone, previously you could control it using your Six Axis joystick using USB. But the good thing is now it's got Bluetooth. So Six Axis means that your PS3 controller can now control your Android app. How long before Sony put a stop to that one, I wonder? And finally, the multi-touch trackpad has a game that it was built for on the Apple platform. It's Touch Grind. It's a skateboarding app that lets you go around a skate park and play, and it looks really, really nice. And I've downloaded it and had a play, and it's really friggin' hard to control. But guess what I'm doing for the rest of the day? Tomorrow, I will be a ninja. Oh, yes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday night with a big show at 9:30, full house planned, and then we'll be back again on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning, the Mac Show at 1 p.m, and finally the Photo Show at 3 p.m. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.